You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason on Inside Sources.
Public service is always an interesting path. And, of course, as we march our way through the 2024 election cycle, we see the rough and tumble of it. We see the ways it can often be so exhausting and exasperating, at times infuriatingly unfair. And it's all part of public service. And that's exactly what it is, public service. And it's not for everyone. It takes someone who has some thick skin and has a real clear vision of what matters and what principles they're going to live by, what they're going to stand up for, where they're going to yield and negotiate and get to compromise, and the things that are the non-negotiables. And we often think about that at a high level as voters, as we cast votes, but sometimes we don't watch what happens afterwards. And that's the important part. It's the hard work and heavy lifting stuff that really makes public service public service. It's often thankless. It's often late nights, early mornings, and all kinds of stressors in between. But from time to time, it's important that we step back and we stop and we recognize those who have had influence, who've made a difference, who've left a legacy of service, and who continue to make a difference in our community and in our country. And we're really pleased to have back on the program Matt Sangren, of course, is the executive director of the Orrin Hatch Foundation. And Matt, welcome back to the show.
And Boyd, it's good to be with you. Just hearing your introduction, you sound kind of like a recovering, hardened Senate staffer. It's always good to be with you. One of the reasons why I enjoy coming on your show, we both can commiserate and trade notes on, you know, our wounds from the Hill. So it's good to be with you.
That's right. There's plenty of scar tissue to go around, and but we should celebrate scar tissue. It's how things actually get done. And it is often those staffers that that make all the things happen and move along. I was just mentioning not too long ago that we had George H.W. Bush, someone who served as his chief of staff for a long years, who just came out with a new book, Character Matters. And I loved this whole thing that she kept saying, you know, he never gave advice, but he always lived advice. And that's really, I think, some of the work that you're doing at the Orrin Hatch Foundation, including we get to break some news here today. Your Titan of Public Service Award is coming back around, and we know who it is now, or we're about to know
who
it is.
Right. Well, we're about to announce, as you might recall, last year we began this award, the Titan of Public Service Award. We kicked it off pretty high bar with Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell and his wife, Secretary Elaine Chao, two-time secretary, cabinet secretary, and we honored them last August of 2023. But this year, we're continuing our stride, and we're pleased to announce that this year's award recipient is Senator John Thune of South Dakota. Now, for those who may not know Senator Thune, he serves as a Senate Republican whip. Now, that might sound a little like an inside beltway term, but it's the second most senior member of the Republican leadership team. It's a big deal. And he actually, to add a little more to him and his heft, he just recently announced his candidacy to run for Senate Republican leader this November. Mm. So we're just thrilled to bring him to Salt Lake City. He will be coming on Wednesday, August 14th. We'll be holding the event, the gala, at the Grand America Hotel in Salt Lake City, right downtown. It'll be a wonderful event.
Yeah, that is great. And last year's event was really extraordinary and a really candid conversation, I thought, with Leader McConnell and Secretary Chao, that gave some great insight. Again, kind of the behind the scenes of what makes all of those things actually happen. John Thune is someone who, even if people don't know, if they saw him, they'd say, oh, got to be a senator. Like, he's right out of central casting. But as the Republican whip, it is a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. I remember during my time in D.C., him and his office really being about the communication strategy that was equal to the policy strategy. And so there's a lot of things under there that maybe we don't know about John Thune that I think are worthy of this Titan of Public Service Award.
Oh, not only is he a gentleman and his policy chops are just amazing, but something that we don't know, he's tall. he plays basketball, and he's got it. He's got his game, and he's plays in the Senate gym regularly. He will not disappoint. But, you know, I just want to pivot back to the Hatch Foundation for a moment. You know, we spend a lot of time, we get involved in public policy through our reports and our op-eds, and we're pleased with that, but we love bringing folks together within the community. And our convening power, in my view, is second to none. And we thrive in bringing some of our nation's top political voices to Utah. So I hope your listeners will take us up on this opportunity. It's a big deal to bring some of these, I would say, political heavyweights to the Beehive State. For those who are interested and want to attend, ticket and sponsorship opportunities available on our website at orrinhatchfoundation.org. That's with two R's, O-R-R-I-N, hatchfoundation.org. Boyd, it's going to be a great night. I know you like to come to it, and I hope you'll plan on coming this year.
Well, we'll stick that right on the calendar, and it will be a good one. And it is one of the things that the Hatch Foundation does amazingly well is that power to convene. And sometimes you think of that in the context of just big events, but it's bringing thought leaders into spaces for crucial conversations. And you've done that not only with your Titan of Public Service Awards, but there's so many others, including some of these extraordinary debates that have been held in amazing places. And so I do think that ability to convene and bring thought leaders together for thoughtful conversations, thoughtful debate, not kumbaya moments, but real policy debate is really second to none. And Matt, thanks so much for joining us today. Very excited. Worthy nomination and recipient of the 2024 Titan of Public Service Award to John Thune. Again, that event will be held August 14th in Salt Lake City, and you can find all the information there at the Orrin G. Hatch Foundation. You can check them out online as well. Matt, thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, Boyd.
All right, we're going to go ahead and step aside for some bottom-of-the-hour news, and when we come back, more Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Stick around.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.